countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Now with our highest ever readership of 321,000 weekly readers.
I'm Ella McSweeney and I'm in for Damien this morning. It's great to be with you. Now, whether you're a farmer with livestock or a non-farmer with a pet, your vet plays a vital role in the life of your animals. For many vets, it's a vocation. They wouldn't want to do anything else. But the job is increasingly coming with challenges. Well, the Irish Veterinary Council is responsible for regulating vets. Its new president is Vivian Duggan, an associate professor at UCD who specialises in horse medicine. I met her in the council offices in Dublin for a chat.
So you're comfortable there?
Yeah.
So we're going to get started. I'm going to hit record on your microphone. Mm-hmm. I'm going to hit record here and then it's just you to the camera.
Hello, my name is Vivian Duggan.
You're here recording a piece about mental health, and it does seem that there are an awful lot of pressures facing vets at the moment.
I think it's always been a profession in which there are significant stressors. We deal with very challenging cases, long hours, there are out of hours, you know, emergency requirements, we need to take care of animals. In general, it's a profession that has historically been associated with high levels of stress, but I think COVID has made that 100 times worse. You're out there trying to meet clients, trying to talk to them about their animals, trying to elicit information, but you're also having to socially distance and make sure that you're wearing your masks and so on. So, if, you know, with people self-isolating and people becoming sick, that put great pressures again on rotas and the number of vets available to do the work that had to be done. In addition to that, we all know about the COVID puppies and, you know, the COVID pets. And so when people were spending more time at home, they were more inclined to get a pet. And so there's been an absolute explosion in pet ownership over the last 2 years, which has added to the work that is required to be done by vets.
Has there been a drop off? Are vets increasingly leaving the profession or not?
There is a concern about retention rates in general in the profession, in that people come in to the vet school having a certain idea of what veterinary is. And then perhaps when they get out into practice, they may become a little bit disillusioned about what it actually entails and the stresses and so on. That being said, so many of my colleagues and myself included would say there is nothing else that we want to do. This is, as you've mentioned, a vocation, and it's what we do. It's what we love. It's an extremely rewarding, satisfying, fulfilling profession. It's just that conditions of work can be very difficult at times. So we're standing here in the northeastern corner of Belfield campus. Part of the vet school is here, so we're walking across the yard towards the farm animal unit, where we would see cows and sheep that are ill or that require particular surgeries. We're coming in here now to one of the equine rows of stables.
I can smell the smell of horses.
Indeed. And you can see there are some students. And so this animal, for example, is a young thoroughbred mare who came in over the weekend with a complaint of colic, which is just pain in the abdomen. And so she was treated over the weekend. They diagnosed her with an impaction, which means she was kind of just bunged up. And so that was treated over the weekend. And she is eating again now and passing dung and ready to go home.
Yeah, she looks very happy.
Yes. So if I'll just bring you down to the back. So we have a few small paddocks here where we can put the horses out to get some exercise if needs be. See the squirrel running across the fence there.
And it's funny, isn't it? Because you can hear the N11 going into Dublin City there behind us.
Yes.
We could be in the middle of the countryside
here. You could absolutely. And, you know, it's funny. There are many people who work on the Belfield campus that don't even know that the vet hospital exists here.
The other big change in Ireland is the change from a traditional mixed practice of vets, so two or three vets embedded in the community, possibly intergenerational, towards more corporate investment and ownership of vet practices. Is this a worry from the point of view of the Vet Council, or do you see it as beneficial to vets?
The landscape is absolutely changing. There are a number of what we call corporate practices now operating in Ireland. And there isn't any hard and fast good evidence to say whether this is a good thing or a bad thing in terms of animal welfare or the public. As you've said, it's very, very different from the vets who would have been an absolute intricate part of the local community, living with their clients through the ups and downs of their lives. They really have developed a trust of that vet, and as you say, it may be intergenerational, where if you go into a corporate practice, you may see a different vet every time that you visit. But again, there's pluses and minuses to both of those. So that traditional vet living in the community, being on call 24/7, 365 days of the year, it's very stressful, it's very long hours, it's exhausting, it's isolated and so on. And then the other extreme, you have the corporates, which are attracting quite a lot of our new young graduates because they do offer a better quality of life, you know, more time off, better rotas. There are those extremes of practices now, but what the council has to do is to ensure that it's still able to effectively regulate the practice of veterinary medicine from all of those types of practices. The surgery suites are in here.
So we've come back into the stables here. And there's a horse.
It's been sedated, so I think it might be going to diagnostic imaging to have some imaging done. But it's a very short-acting sedative, so, you know, he'll wake up out of it in half an hour and be absolutely fine again.
And we're behind the horse, and it's been followed by about five different people. Are they all students?
They're all students. Okay. So they're all here. And some of them are veterinary nursing students, and some of them are veterinary medicine students.
And you can hear from the sound of that horse's clip-clop that it's walking very slowly.
Very slowly,
a little bit
dragging its feet.
So the horse is just being led in.
It's a little bit reluctant to go.
Fair enough.
A bit of coaxing. You can see Sive, who's one of our wonderful yard staff, has come with a bucket of feed.
And the horse
always
is not too drowsy not to be tempted by that. So
That's
gone in.
Won't be allowed to eat it for fear that he might choke. But has enticed him in. When I was about 12, I went to the Gaeltacht in a place called Ballydavid on the Dingle Peninsula. And for 3 weeks, I stayed on a dairy farm. And I was absolutely entranced, out every morning at 6 o'clock, milking the cows, helping out the farmer. So from very, very early on, that's all I wanted to do.
And who could blame her? Vivian Duggan there, President of the Veterinary Council of Ireland. And we wish her well in her term as President.